Well, it's one of Australia's largest sustainability events, attracting thousands through the gates of Spears Point Park each September. And its mission to encourage people to learn about and embrace everyday sustainability practices. It has attracted several big names since its inception, all earth lovers keen to inspire others to adopt changes that will ultimately benefit the planet we all share. And of course, we're talking about the annual Smart Living Festival, set to return to Lake Macquarie on Saturday, the 21st of September. And we thought we'd catch up with Zoe Thompson from Lake Macquarie City Council to talk about this wonderful day coming up. And Zoe joins us on the line. Hello, Zoe.
Hi, Pete. How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thanks for having me on.
It is my pleasure. Now, for our listeners who are not aware of the Smart Living Festival, can you give us a bit of a background on this one?
Sure. So the Living Smart Festival kicked off back in 2010. We're now in our 13th year, having had a little hiccup around COVID times. And what started as a kind of humble festival has grown to be one of Australia's largest sustainability festivals. So we can attract up to 20,000 people to Spears Point Park, from the curious to the kind of environmentally minded, to come along and learn about sustainability.
Okay. I notice here too that this year the festival is also supported by the New South Wales government.
Yes, we're really fortunate to have had support from Multicultural New South Wales for 2 years now. And so that allows us to really enhance our programming to make sure that it's accessible to the variety of different communities and backgrounds that live in Lake Macquarie in our region at large.
Alrighty, now the 2024 lineup, can you go through all the things we can expect at the festival?
Oh, I can give you a bit of a taste test. There's a lot to go through.
So okay, yeah, sure.
Some of the headliners. So this year we're pretty excited to have Steph D'Souza, who some of your listeners might know from MasterChef days. She's now got a bit of a cult following, I'd say, on the socials for her frugal food cooking skills. So Steph's going to come along and do some sustainability-focused cooking in our Eat Zone.
Okay.
We're also really excited to have Paul West, who he came to fame back in the days of River Cottage Australia, and he calls himself a food grower, family feeder, and yarn spinner. So we're excited to have him come along and talk about ways that you can grow food at home. And then if any of your listeners were watching Alone Australia Season 1, they might be familiar with Gina Chick, who is the winner of the first season of Alone Australia. And she's a fabulous individual who spent 67 days solo in Tasmania. And she's a real advocate for taking care of nature and being connected to nature.
Okay, that's a really good lineup there. And yes, I'm pretty sure that our listeners have come across Alone Australia, and no doubt they know the name Gina Chick. I also notice here part of the lineup this year, I mean, you're going to have like workshops and stalls and presenters and a lot of other stuff too, haven't you?
Yeah, so I almost think of it as like a music festival, but rather than having music stages, they're sustainability zones. So around Spears Point Park, you enter the festival, there's the main stage where there's talks happening all day, and then there's zones for eating and growing and nature and even energy for people who are thinking about how to tackle, you know, energy bills at home. There's a world zone, there's an upcycling zone where some of our sustainable neighbourhood group volunteers are bringing in a huge pile of textile waste that people can use that waste to craft into new pillows. So lots of workshops, lots of sessions where you can watch things being cooked and taste sustainable produce, heaps of market stalls, things for kids, face painting, petting zoos, you name it. It's a really big, energetic range of activities.
And a great family event too. I noticed that it is on just for the one day on the Saturday, the 21st September?
That's right. So Saturday the 21st from 9 a.m. till 3 p.m. We've pushed out our time a little bit this year just to allow for such a full program of events.
Now, the other question I want to ask you is, are you looking for expressions of interest from maybe people interested in presenting at the event as well?
We are still accepting applications from stallholders. So that could be food vendors, or that could be organisations, people who want to come along and sell sustainable produce or share information about sustainability. And so we'll accept those applications up until late August.
Late August, okay, which is only a couple of weeks away. Also, notice here too, you have a website. So if we want to get some more details, some more information, you can go to the website.
Absolutely. Jump on the website. And another good tip is to keep an eye on Facebook, because today I've given people a bit of a teaser of the program, and it will be coming out live in the next week or two, the finer details of what I've gone through today. So jumping on Facebook and looking up Living Smart Festival 2024 will mean that people can indicate if they're interested in coming along and keep abreast as we post announcements.
And also for those who might be interested in going, is there an entry fee to the day?
No, it's completely free. And that's kind of the spirit of the day, is that we want people to live smarter and more sustainably, but also part of living sustainably, we hope, is that it's, I think about saving electricity bills in particular, that it's actually can generate savings for our community members. So we want it to be free. And we've even got free transport available for people to attend on the day. We've got a couple of shuttle buses coming from the west, north and east of the lake to get people to the venue for free too.
Sounds good. Okay, so livingsmartfestival.com.au. Go there and find out all the details of this wonderful day coming up, Lake Macquarie, on the 21st of September. So this is one you want to throw in your diary. And Zoe, thank you. We appreciate you giving time up for us this afternoon, and we hope you have a very successful day.
Oh, thanks, Pete. Great to be here.
My pleasure. There's Zoe Johnson from Lake Macquarie City Council. So, yes, it's called the Smart Living Festival. One day only, Lake Macquarie, on the 21st of September. And do yourself a favour and check out that website, which is livingsmartfestival.com.au, and get all the info there.